it's important that we know what the Savior said. The Savior said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So a lot of people think that I can love God in my heart. A lot of people think I can just love God by doing my own thing. No, 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love of God, and it's keeping the commandments of God. If you're not keeping the commandments of God, then you don't fully love God. You love yourself. You love your flesh. You love all the false ways of the world. Maybe you love false religion. Maybe you love your pride and vanity more than you love God. But it's our job to come into the streets, out into the world, and to preach the biblical gospel, and to warn you about the broad road to destruction, and to warn you that Christ is coming. Christ is coming, and he's going to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. And if you don't repent, you're going to lose your soul and your pride, your vanity, your flesh, your worldliness, your adornment, your false religion. And so it's loving to come and tell you to turn and repent, turn and seek the kingdom of God. The world is set for the wrath of God, but Jesus shed his blood to make the way. And Jesus said, a puny few of you are going to find eternal life. The word few in Matthew 7 means puny. A puny few of you are going to find eternal life. And so it's loving to come and warn you.
Just to let you know, somebody called the cops already.
Awesome. I'll witness.
To preach, but not with megaphone or
speaker. I'll witness to the cops when they get here. Yeah, awesome.
You can't use speakers. It's a city policy. No. Music, but not for preaching.
You're protesting.
Really?
Protesting and vocalizing is actually a federal law.
A federal law?
You have to get a permit for it.
A federal law? You got to be kidding me.
No, it's not.
That's absolutely a lie, sir. You don't know what you're talking about. It's not a federal law.
You can preach. Protest, but you can't do
that's an absolute lie. This is an independent street, and if they have a local ordinance for amplification, that would apply. But I've been preaching all over La Crosse, and no local ordinance has been told to me. No, I'll go preach wherever I want. I'll go preach wherever I want, sir. This America, I'll preach where I want. You go back to where you want to go. We love you, but you need to repent. I love you, sir. Control your vile mouth. Control your vile mouth would be nice. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus didn't die so we could live in our flesh and our sin. So let me get this straight. The man just told me that music for amplification is okay, but preaching with an amp is a federal law. The world is full of sin and lies and iniquity. You see that guy? He's tattoo covered. He's standing there. He's trying to intimidate me. Don't you come any further than this. I'm standing there. I'm preaching. He's like, as soon as they see that they can't intimidate you, one of two things is going to happen. They're either going to come and beat you up, which is a rarity, or they're going to go, he's not afraid of me, and I just leave. Test yourself to the word of God, Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords. Holy is the Lamb of God. Holy is to be set apart for the kingdom of God. If you're of the world, like the world, live like the world, dress like the world, entertain like the world, you're the world. Jesus is coming to judge you. But if you'll repent and come out of Satan's system, if you come out of the ways of your pride and vanity in your flesh, if you come out of every false way, you can have the hope of eternal life to come. Eternal life is found in Christ. He is the Word made flesh. But the church systems are lying to you. They're in the grips of Satan's system. The church systems teach you you can be like the world and be of God. The Bible says to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. We don't want you to be an enemy of God, neighbor. We want you to be a friend of God. We want you to find eternal life in what Christ has done. But there is a great cost. You must surrender and lose this life. You must repent and turn from your worldly ways and your sin and your man-made religion. That's the only way, neighbor. Jesus said, if you love two masters, if you have two masters, you'll love one, you'll hate the other. Couple of questions. Who's your master? And do you have two masters? Maybe it's flesh, and maybe it's man-made religion. Well, guess what? Both of them are going to damn you, but only one master will bring you eternal life. Only one master is going to lead to life and life everlasting. Only one master is going to keep you on the path to eternal life. His name is Jesus Christ, Messiah, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega.
So it's a good thing to have your phone somewhere, like maybe have your phone somewhere right away, and somebody comes up and I'm talking to them, click on your audio. Get used to doing that, because okay. When you're alone, it's going to be a good safety thing. Okay. So it's good to do that. It's totally legal. Totally legal. Public place, you can. So get used to doing that. Yeah, absolutely.
Cast yourself to the Word of God, American neighbors. Jesus made the narrow way. Are you on the path to eternal life? Or are you on the path that leads to destruction? Let us know. We can help you, neighbor. We love you. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Don't follow after the ways of the world. Jesus died to call you out of the world, sir. Did you know that? If you live like the world, the judgment of God is coming for you. Senior people should know that. You should be in fear of God. We haven't talked about that much today. We preached at an art festival. Now we're downtown at a city fair. We walked through it, but they don't want us in there, so now we're standing on the outside. We're standing downtown on a city fair. Love you, sir. Put that finger away. Love you. We love you. I hope you repent. Hope you repent. Use that hand for something good. God gave you life and breath. Use it for something good. So let's talk about the fear of God. So everyone wants to be afraid of men. Did you notice, brother? They want us to be afraid. Oh, the police are coming. Be afraid. Oh. But who's fearing God? Hey, it's the same police officer, I think. I think it's our same police officer. Who's fearing God today? Who's turning their life from sin and iniquity? Who's repenting of every false way? Who's living for the kingdom of God?
Why did you not come here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? I have been operating here for 3 years now. Why haven't I seen you here?
I travel the country, sir. Here's a gospel card for you. I travel the country, go to events, I go in the street. So the man's asking me why I haven't been here for 3 years. Well, I can't be everywhere. I can't be everywhere simultaneously, but we travel to do the best that we can to preach the gospel all over America and to seek truth for our neighbors, or I should say to explain and call out truth to our neighbors so that they can come and seek it and so that they can find eternal life and so that they can be made new by the gospel. So that man's asking me where I was. Did you hear that, brother?
Yeah.
That guy came out that owns that store, and he said, where have you been? I've been here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You weren't here. Why do you show up now at this event? And I said, I travel the country. I preach all over. I can't be everywhere at one time. And so, interesting the things they come up with. Hey, I mentioned on your phone about recording.
Yeah.
I don't know what app you have for recording. Did you know you can hit pause?
Oh, yeah.
And then you can resume, and you can get a bunch of witnessing on one audio. So, yeah, test that out. Test yourself to the Word of God. Would you like a gospel card, sir? Eternal life. Test yourself to the Word of God. Love our neighbor. Jesus made the narrow way. Don't lose this. Leave this life. without finding eternal life in Jesus Christ. Holy is the Lamb of God, so worthy to be praised, so worthy to be lifted up. So they threatened me with the police, and I see the police are standing outside. I'm on a public sidewalk. I walked through once, and then they said, we don't want you here. So I said, okay, I'll stand on the outside. So they threatened me with the police like I'm supposed to fear the police. And I noticed that the police officer today is the same police officer was just at our last preach. And he said, First Amendment, you're fine. We did have to leave a private sidewalk from some college university, so we went to the public sidewalk and continued to preach. But I see he's up there, and they're leaving now. So much for your... Let's see, the guy told me there's an amp law. Then he said there's a federal amp law. He said you can't preach with an amplifier. You can play music, but you can't preach Jesus with an amplifier. I don't know where these laws come from. I think this is Satan trying to scare us and get us to go the other way. But the word of God is true. Holiness and righteousness marks God's people. Oh, they can hear me fine. You know who can hear me? God hears me, and that's all that matters. My Heavenly Father hears me. So I preach the biblical gospel to warn people that you have to turn from your sin. And Jesus died to make a way for you. And unless you turn from your sin and you seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, you have absolutely no hope of eternal life to come. Turn and seek the kingdom of God, neighbor. Jesus didn't shed his blood so that you could live a worldly life. Jesus shed his blood to make a way for you. Ma'am, now you're blocking the sidewalk. Now you're blocking my path. Now you're blocking my path. Don't block my path. I can walk wherever I want. I'm going to walk over here. Don't block my path. Jesus made the narrow way. They can't stop the truth of God, so they got to use trinkets. Love you, sir. Put that finger away. Love you, sir. Put that finger away. Use it for something godly. The lady came out with handbells trying to run me off. Then she tried to ask me a question. Don't deal with mockers. And then she tries to block my sidewalk view, my sidewalk walking on a path. This is what people do to try and stop the truth of God. Rather than saying, well, wait a minute, we can tell you by the Bible what you're saying is wrong. Nope, they bring out Satan's tools. Flesh, anger, threats, lies. That's what they bring out. But we're just peacefully standing on a public sidewalk, warning you to repent or the wrath of God is coming. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Time is short. Tribulation is coming. I think we started talking about fear of God, and I think I might have got distracted. So the fear of God, the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God in the book of Proverbs. So you don't have any wisdom if you don't fear God, neighbors. And Solomon said, this is the whole duty of man, to fear him and keep his commandments. So that's the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments. Well, you're not keeping the commandments of God while you're living after the world and false religion, churchianity, evangelical, Roman Catholic, whatever. You're not fearing God if you don't live your days in, Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Hey, brother. So here you go. When people say, why do you come out here? How long has Sister Raman been talking to that young woman there? How long? Long time. 10, 15 minutes? And so she's not a mocker. She must be taking in truth. This is why we come out here. We stand against the masses, and then a few sheep will stand and listen. Maybe she mocks in the end. Who knows? But this is why we come out here, to reach people. One sheep amongst the whole worldly congregation. But we must warn our neighbors. If we don't come into the world, I always tell people, who's going to tell you the truth? The pastor? No. The priest? No. The news media? No. The colleges? No. The church systems? No. The internet? 99% no. Who's going to tell you the truth? Well, you're going to hear the truth from the biblical street preacher that tells you, lest you repent of your pride, your vanity, your false ways, your worldliness, and your sin, you have no hope of eternal life to come. So we just want you to test yourself, neighbors. You can ignore the street preacher. You can ring bells in his face. You can threaten him with the police. The police just showed up, never even made contact. They said he's perfectly legal. You can do all kinds of false ways. But guess what? Either you're going to bring a car and park a car right here. Okay, no problem. My sign goes right over the top of a car. Yeah, and the sidewalk is public. Yeah, absolutely. And so you can walk on the sidewalk. It's a public sidewalk. And so it's amazing what they try to do to stop the truth of God's word. But Jesus made a narrow way. You have to repent and come out of every false way. You can't live after the kingdom of Satan and claim to be of the kingdom of God. It's impossible, and it doesn't work that way. So we're just loving our neighbor, standing in the broad road, warning you, lest you repent, you're going to lose your souls, neighbor. Turn and come out of your sin. Turn and come out of your rebellion against God. Turn and come out of your spiritual harlotry, your physical harlotry, and seek after Christ in spirit and truth. It's your only hope, neighbor. What are you living for? Sports, pride, vanity, politics, entertainment. What are you living for? You're not living for anything that's eternal unless it's Jesus Christ. Only in Him and Him alone is it eternal. And so the eternal Word of God is what we're here to defend and lift up and proclaim. The eternal Word of God stands in the face of everything that people try to stop, that people try to mock against. And by the way, I got to talk about this. I'll make a video. I need to make a video of this. Hold on. What an older man just did.